Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Survey finds prescription drugs contaminating lakes and rivers. A wide variety of prescription drugs are turning up in lakes and rivers and could be posing an environmental hazard, scientists say. Researchers have found drugs don't disappear harmlessly in our digestive systems. The drugs are excreted, but sewage treatment plants aren't designed to deal with the chemicals. Some scientists think the pharmacological soup could be causing disturbing changes to aquatic life. Prescription drugs could be affecting rainbow trout. In some cases, male rainbow trout are starting to become female. The male fish are producing a protein that is the first step in eventually making eggs, said scientist Mark Servos of Environment Canada's National Water Research Institute in Burlington, Ontario. Servos thinks the change is caused by a chemical in birth control pills that is ending up in the environment. Using highly sensitive equipment, scientists have found ibuprofen and other anti-inflammatory drugs, painkillers, and cholesterol-lowering drugs in many bodies of water. Chemicals from excreted drugs end up back in lakes and rivers. Servos said scientists don't know if the drugs could also end up in drinking water. In a related study, a team of researchers at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore concluded antidepressants, anticonvulsants, anti-cancer drugs, and antimicrobials are the pharmaceuticals that are most likely to be found at toxic levels in the environment. We certainly don't have any evidence that most pharmaceuticals pose a human health risk, although the presence of carcinogens or teratogens, agents causing birth defects, even at low concentrations, is a potential human health concern, said Padma Venkatraman, a postdoctoral fellow at Johns Hopkins. Their conclusions were based on a study of 200 most sold and prescribed drugs in the United States. The results were presented recently at a national meeting of the American Chemical Society. Health Canada is also working on a series of studies, and its drug approval process now includes an environmental assessment. There isn't any indication that this is a problem, but we are looking into it to make sure that this doesn't become a problem in the future, said Karen Proud, a manager of environmental assessment regulations for the department. Fungus threatens to croak New Zealand frogs. A toxic fungus blamed for decimating amphibian populations around the world has been found in New Zealand, prompting fears that the country's four unique frog species could be wiped out. 6 months ago, the native Archies frog population was found infected with a chytrid fungus believed to be responsible for the rapid decline in a number of species, Canterbury University ecologist Bruce Weldman said. New Zealand's four matchbox-sized native frog species all lack ears, don't croak, and hatch directly into froglets without going through a tadpole stage. These are living fossil frogs. They were alive before there were dinosaurs roaming. These frogs, not necessarily the same species, but frogs that morphologically are very, very similar, lived 200 million years ago. Three of the species live entirely on land and all have little or no webbing between their toes. New Zealand's rarest species, the Hamilton's frog, numbers less than 300 and is found in only a few hundred square meters of rocky ground on the summit of single islet between the South Pacific countries' main and South Islands. Populations of the most widely found native frog, Hochster's frog, are also in decline, and research was underway to discover if the fungus was responsible, Waldman said. The chytrid fungus, identified in Australia and Central America in 1998, was discovered in New Zealand in 1999. The fungus kills most of the frogs it infects. Frog populations around the world have been in decline in recent years, with researchers variously blaming the chytrid fungus, habitat loss, viruses, and pollution for the reduced numbers. Some scientists view frogs as an ecological barometer, but Waldman disputes that claim. It's very hard to kill a frog. They have very robust immune systems. It's much harder for a frog to become sick than a human being. They're not all that sensitive, which makes this story even more worrisome. And we thank the Reuters News Service for this story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come and buy,